Oh, wow, boss! This is the best basement ever!
Yeah, it's pretty suitable for our purposes, Pharos. Won't have many visitors down here.
That's the whole point! Just think about what we can do with all this space! I can invent all kinds of things! And look over there! Look at it!
I'm looking!
You know what's gonna go right there in that there spot?
A death ray?
No, it's a death ray! Oh, right! Yeah, you guessed it! A death ray!
I'm sure it's going to be an amazing weapon, Pharos.
Yes, it will be 10 times more powerful than my last one. Before you know it, boss, Quentin will be known throughout the entire universe for being the most powerful creature alive. And I can't wait to help you get there. That's what being a henchman is all about.
What would I do without you, Pharos?
I don't know.
With you at my side, Pharos, there will be no force that will stand in my way. Build me a lab, Pharos. Make me proud.
You got it, boss. I'll never let you down. Where am I? What happened to me? It's a coughing. I'm in a coffin. I'm underground. Let me out. I have to get out. There's no air. I fucking eat air. Help. Get me out of here! Help! I'm gonna die! Yeah. There's no air. The doppelganger. He did it to me. He took over and... But that's not fair! That's not fucking fair! I was the original! I went through so much to get here! To get... here! I'm in a grave! What was it all for?
Things were going so well!
Until... Quentin... It's all Quentin's fault. He abandoned me. Everyone abandons me. Even Nuke abandoned me. I'm all alone. I'll always be alone.
How many times have I suffocated to death? I can't keep count.
It's so dark. So fucking cramped.
Okay, let's play a game. Sure, I got nothing better to do. What game is it?
It's called I Spy. Okay, you go first. Sure thing. I spy with my little eye something that looks black. Okay, let's see. Something that looks black. Is it that over there? Yep. And what about that over there? Also, yep. And what about this right here? That is also correct. And do you know why? I think so, but you can tell me anyways if you want. Well, it's because I'm in complete darkness, you idiot!
Seriously, what was your goddamn problem back in Scritch City? You were so cool when I met you.
Why are you always blaming me for everything, Pharos?
Because you're a fucking pushover. You always let people push you around.
I don't let anyone push me around.
What about Jason? What about Kinder? What about the holy fucking god of the freaking multiverse? I'm not stupid, boss. I know a pushover when I see one. You're supposed to be able to stand up to stuff like that. You're the master. We're my boss!
You're talking about things you don't understand, Pharos.
You're talking about things you don't understand, Pharos. You know what? I'm glad I got my dick nice and deep in your girlfriend's pussy before you killed me. I wish I could rape all your girlfriends.
Well, you won't be doing that now, will you?
If I ever get out of here, I'm going to find and kill you, no matter what dimension you're hiding in. I'm a little ferret trapped in a box. I can't get out, and it really sucks. 'Cause I am immortal, I can't die. Just wish that nuke had not told a lie.
I just found you and this stupid accident happened. I wasn't trying to leave you like this. He's not me. He's a fake. He may have my memories, but he didn't go through what I went through to get to you. I wanted so much to know you and learn from you, but that's never going to happen because you don't understand. That's not me. It'll never be me. He's not real. He's bad. He's not the real thing. He's wrong, and you let him throw me away like garbage. Now I'll never know what it's like to rise under a real master's wing. I'll never know. Everything's ruined. It's over. It's all over. It's never gonna be over.
I did it, Pharos. What's that, Pharos? It took me a while, and I had to scratch the numbers in really deep so that I could feel them in the dark. But I calculated how much oxygen my lungs can hold. And just like I thought, it's just enough to keep me alive for a couple of minutes at a time in the approximate volume of space I'm in. Wow, Pharos, you're so smart. I know! That's where it's coming from, you see. It's the oxygen that was in my lungs at the exact time of the accident that made me immortal. And what does that mean, Pharos? See, if there wasn't that much oxygen, I'd just never wake up. None of this would be happening. I'd just stay unconscious when I came back to life. It would have been so peaceful, like sleeping. So if you'd been breathing out back then, you'd never... never... suffer like this. Yeah, all I'd have to do is travel back to that point. Idiot, how are you gonna do that? Trapped in this. Hello? Please help me. I'm all alone. Help. Help. Somebody help. This is so hard to do with no oxygen. Just need to get one off. Please. Please, just one fucking orgasm. Fuck you, penis. Fuck you. I'm going to be like this for eternity.
There's no hope. There's no hope. It's over. And worst of all, it was all my fault.
It's me, Pharos. It's Nuke, your master. That other ferret is not the right one. I've come to take you back. Sweet, murderous little minion. How would you like to take revenge on the one who put you here? Pharos, I will make it up to you.